Fort Recovery Village Council met in regular session on Monday, September 15th. During the meeting, they heard the mayor report on the attending the squad's 50th anniversary over in St. Henry this weekend. So it was well attended. Also heard updates on projects. The water plant study is moving along, waiting on the finalization of a well siting map to complete that. Should be happening here shortly. The water tower project, all the power has been supplied, electrical work's done. Should be hooking up the SCADA equipment this week, and if that happens, that will wrap up the project. So that'll be a done project. The third well site study, we are looking to get a test well drilled again this week, and hopefully that'll be successful, and we can get that to EPA and wrap up that and make that part of our water plant study. The systemic funding ODOT trails grant, which is scheduled to be in construction next summer, finalizing the final paperwork now to be able to go out to bid this winter and plan for it to be up and running next week, and that is a sidewalk project in front of the schools in Del 49 South. The Safe Routes to School grant that we received, also working through the paperwork and getting ready to do some right-of-way requirements that ODOT has, and once that's done, again, it'll be moving forward with final designs and so forth, looking at a summer 2027 project for that. The Butler Street project, the asphalt corrections were made over the weekend, and that is done. The traffic signal poles are now completed in operation, so we are basically completed with that project. We have some frontier lines that need to be moved, but that doesn't stop the functionality of the project, so everything's pretty well done with that. Heard that the Fort Camp annexation will be able to pass the acceptance of that at our meeting in October. That'll finalize that. Heard from Aaron, that Aaron Ranger's assistant administrator, that he had met with the pool company to go over some numbers and so forth on some proposed updates to our pool. Still working through those numbers, and we'll be getting a committee together soon. Quick update on the ballot for November 4th, which includes our 0.5% income tax increase on an income tax levy renewal. So we're been meeting with groups and so forth and had open discussions. We'll likely be scheduling another meeting here shortly for the public to be able to come in and ask any questions. That'll go on here once we set that meeting. Did hear that the parks are starting to wrap up for the summer. We're going to be working on adding a batting cage in community park. We're getting some fencing work done now, and that'll pretty much wrap that up. Did pass three pieces of legislation. The first two were resolutions that accepted and certified the amounts and rates for the necessary tax levies, and the second one was accepting the local government fund amount as presented by the Budget Commission. The third legislation was an ordinance setting the service and consent for annexation of 15.588 acres as applied for by Nathan Ruin Camp to be annexed to the village. That is in the preliminary stages and is at the county and now, and we'll follow that process. Upcoming dates, we have annual Traders Days out at the Ohio Progressive Sportsman's Club. That is October the 2nd through the 5th. And then on October the 11th, on Saturday from 4 to 8, we have the second of the annual cruise ends up on our Brick Street. Our next meeting is scheduled for October the 6th at 7:30 p.m.